How's it going, Yankee fans? Welcome back to Fireside Yankees with your boys, Alex and Ryan. So some updates on Gerrit Cole and some good ones, to say the least. I think we can kind of start to come down from the high of feeling like we may be without our star ace for the 2024 season. Apparently, he's going to avoid Tommy John surgery. This is more of a rest rehab and some conservative kind of rehab processes here, where he's going to probably be out for 10 to 12 weeks. That's what the doctors are saying, and you know, he'll have to ramp up, and they're saying probably around the All-Star break, probably late June, maybe we'll see him make a start. I think maybe he'll get a full month in of July with the Yankees as he ramps up at the MLB level, and you know, probably get a couple of rehab starts in the minors. But Cole is going to be okay, and the expectation is that he will be his normal self after the All-Star break. That's a sigh of relief. The Yankees have the offense to pick the pieces up. They have the ability to go out and get another pitcher if they want to help smooth things over. They just have to survive until then, right? Have to keep winning games, have to stay in the playoff race until after the All-Star break, and I think we'll be okay, Ryan. How are you feeling after hearing the news and knowing that we're going to have Cole at some point in 2024 and he's not going to miss the entire year?
This is, I mean, groundbreaking news for the Yankees. Look, I'm not saying that Gerrit Cole's we're guaranteed to have him back and fully ramped up in terms of, like, where Gerrit Cole usually is, which is a Cy Young caliber, you know, top of the rotation, number one, number two, best pitcher in the game kind of pitcher. You know, we'll have to see how he responds to the time off, the layoff, the lack of spring training. You know, he's going to be in an interesting situation. We've seen how that affected pitchers before. Carlos Rodon missed spring training. The ramp up wasn't the same. Same with Nestor Cortez. And they suffered heavily because of it. Now, Cole is very regimented. He's very, you know, disciplined. We know he knows his body more than anybody else. So, you know, I think that he'll have a bit of a better response to the layoff than other guys. But, you know, end of the day, this is huge news. The UCL is intact. And I want this to be very clear. Because I saw obviously there are headlines of four now. And that has Yankee fans panicking. Guys, the UCL is intact. For now, could be applied to anybody. You could say, you know, not Gerrit Cole, obviously, he's currently on the IL, or he's going to be on the IL. Let's use an example, like Corbin Burns' UCL is intact for now. Like, you could say that, because for now means it is right now. You can't guarantee it will in a month or 2 months, because UCLs snap all the time, and they tear all the time, and they have damage all the time. That's just what happens to UCLs. That's what happens to elbows. That's what happens to pitchers. This Gerrit Cole thing is extremely random. So is any UCL tear. Nobody knows when they're going to tear their UCL. It's kind of a miraculous that Gerrit Cole is able to identify the elbow issue before he tore his UCL, because he said he's experienced this kind of struggle with, you know, that elbow fatigue, where he throws 100 pitches and that's how his elbow feels after. He was able to identify it, say, yeah, something's wrong here, and then get an MRI and prevent, you know, worst case scenario, which is no Gerrit Cole for this year and most of, if not all, of the 2025 season. So, you know, ultimately, Alex, these are massive news for the Yankees. This is about as good as it gets for the Yankees in terms of news relative to what we knew, which is that something was wrong with the elbow and that he would not pitch on opening day. So, you know, again, I actually think that, like, that June to July timeline makes a lot more sense than the initial 1 to 2 month timeline we got. I think Bob Nightingale and Mark Feinsand both said 10 to 12 weeks was what Dr. Neil Eletrosh specifically recommended, and I think that's exactly what it'll be. I think 10 to 12 weeks, that's about 3.5 to, that's about, you know, 3 months, right? 2.5, 3 months. I think that's a lot more of an accurate timeline from now. If we get him back in late May, that's a huge win. If we get him back in early June, that's a huge win. He'll have to ramp up. He'll have to get built up. And now the question becomes, really, Alex, I mean, now you let off that sigh of relief. You're like, oh my God, Gerrit Cole's UCL is intact. I don't have to, you know, break down crying. You know, you got to look at who the fifth starter is going to be. And that's a very interesting question, because they have options. Obviously, it's not like they don't have options, but we don't know who they're going to go to. It's a little bit interesting that, like, Luke Weaver is seen as a sixth starter, because he is a sixth starter, but the Yankees didn't let him go three times through the order when he was fully built up and their bullpen was kind of melting down towards the end of the year. They had him face 18, 19, 20 batters. So that's only two times through the order, one batter into third time through the order, two batters into third time through the order. I think he'll burn your bullpen if he's your fifth starter. Not saying he's not going to perform at an adequate level, but he's not a guy the Yankees seem to want to push into that sixth inning or even the fifth inning. So I would recommend they go with a guy who can do that. I don't know if that's somebody that's available internally, but if I were to be a betting man here, I would say Will Warren and Clayton Beater might be their best chances at finding a guy who can give them 5 to 6 innings each night, at least through their time through the rotation. I'm not saying they're going to be dominant. I'm not saying they're going to be even good, but they can help you. And I think that's kind of the big thing here. And if I'm leaning either way, I'm leaning Will Warren. I've been on that train for a while, and Alex, I think that's their best choice.
I agree. I think you go youth in this situation to supplement Cole. Like Michael Lorenzen, are we really going to pivot to Michael freaking Lorenzen and pay him? No, go with Will Warren. Go with your guys you've been developing. Chase Hampton's, you know, working through the system. I don't think he's ready just yet, but he will be soon, at least towards the end of this year, if not 2025. Warren's been really solid in spring training, and I'm pretty optimistic he's going to be a good pitcher for us. Let him just trial by fire it, throw him into the mix, see if he can survive, and I think he will. He's a good player, and he's a good dude, and he's a smart guy. So I'm pretty optimistic there. I think, look, if the Yankees aren't going to go out and make a blockbuster move, if they're not going to go get Blake Snell or Jordan Montgomery, Dylan Cease is off the board now going to the San Diego Padres, there is no reason at all not to go Will Warren. He is the cheaper of the bunch. I think they really don't have a choice at this point in time. You know, I wish it was Drew Thorpe and stuff like that, but, you know, he goes over to Chicago. What if we saw some crazy move, Ryan, where the Yankees were like, yo, let's go hit up Chicago and try to get Drew Thorpe back? What would you say to that? I feel like that's like kind of a crazy concept, but like if the Yankees managed to get Drew Thorpe back, do you think that he would be an instant starter in this rotation?
Yeah, I guess that's an interesting question. Like, in the world in which Drew Thorpe never got traded, is he the Yankees' fifth starter? I think he'd be in the mix. I mean, he was dominant. I think he should be the Chicago White Sox fourth or fifth starter. You know, I don't think it's a matter of, like, I mean, I don't, you know, for all of our viewers who think that we're saying Drew Thorpe is a target for the Yankees, we obviously don't. But, you know, I think a guy like Thorpe would have factored into that. And for that reason, I think Will Warren should factor into that equation. Here are the exact words that Hal Steinbrenner used for Will Warren. He did not want to part ways with Will Warren. Chase Hampton and Spencer Jones will also mention that in that group of prospects, and those were the three guys mentioned. But it's interesting that he mentioned Warren. Alex, and, you know, this is basically my pitch if I'm pitching Will Warren as the fifth starter, pun intended there. Will Warren has 5 pitches. He used all 5 of his pitches at least 13% or more of the time. Let's compare him to the other guys available. Clayton Beater is a 2-pitch pitcher. He does not really have a third pitch. How does that bode well as a starting pitcher? We know that the penalty for third time through the order is pretty rough for guys who are only 2-pitch pitchers, and Clayton Beater might get crushed third time through the order or second time through the order because his command isn't great, and again, he's a 2-pitch pitcher. Give him some time in AAA to figure out a third pitch before you throw him into the fire. He may not give you a legitimate chance to win baseball games. I look at kind of what Johnny Brito went through before he added the sweeper. He was not playable. If people remember that, he was a pretty bad starting pitcher for the first stretch. If you're looking at Luis Gil, I don't know if they'll go to him because of the fact that Tommy John surgery, he had it a couple of years ago. He hasn't pitched 5 innings in a single outing since 2022. It's unlikely to go to him. Cody Poteet, same situation as Heal, recent Tommy John guy, coming back from that, hasn't gotten a lot of work under his belt. Luke Weaver. Luke Weaver is probably the most, like, logical pick here to some, but again, I just mentioned he hasn't gone third time through the order much. He doesn't have a pitch that goes horizontally away from right-handed batters that, you know, I know Cutter does that, but it's not a dramatic sweeping action. He can't really put those hitters away. I have a lot of concerns about his ability to get strikeouts and pitch second and third time through the order when it's just fastball, cutter, and the occasional changeup. Again, he feels like a guy who would have the similar problem that Johnny Brito did last year, which is can get to 2 strikes but can't put hitters away. Will Warren is the most equipped to do it. He has 5 different pitches, sweeper, sinker, 4-seamer, changeup, cutter. That covers all of your movement profiles. You don't need anything else in your repertoire. Hal Steinbrenner said it himself. He would prefer not to part ways with him. If you're not trading him for impact pitching, let him become an impact pitcher on this pitching staff. The Yankees, look, the upside with Weaver isn't great. The upside is he's an average starter. That's the best case scenario. The best case scenario for Will Warren is you find your next regular every fifth day starting pitcher for the next 6 years. And I'm not talking about an average pitcher. I'm not talking about the upside is he's decent. The upside is he's okay at best. I'm saying the upside here is you get a guy who keeps the ball on the ground 50% of the time and generates strikeouts to walk rates of around 15, 16, 17%. That would squarely make you an above-average starter. This could be a 3.8 ERA guy, pitch about 150, 160 innings for the Yankees this year if he were to get a shot to open in the rotation. And could you imagine how much of a difference that makes in your long-term outlook, your long-term strategy? You're planning what you're doing at the deadline, what your moves look like, your willingness to trade away other pitching prospects, your flexibility and who you're going to pay money to. Now you no longer need to say, all right, you know, Nestor Cortez in his third year of arbitration, if he doesn't have the year you're looking for, you no longer have to pay him. If you want to not add another starting pitcher in the offseason because you would like to focus on keeping Juan Soto and figuring out the finances there, you can do that. Having cost-controlled talent, having rookies come up and having young players emerge as quality options for you opens up the window to so much more on the trade and free agency market. And Alex, the upside is there with Will Warren. I argued this with Domingo Germán and Clark Schmidt last year, where I said the upside to starting Clark Schmidt is significantly higher than the upside of starting Domingo Germán. And that remained 100% true. The Yankees found out that Clark Schmidt could potentially be a starting pitcher. What did they find out with Germán? That he was a mediocre pitcher who, I mean, unfortunately still had off-field issues. I'm not, you know, celebrating the fact that he has off-field issues. That's obviously atrocious. But we're talking about upside. There just isn't a lot of upside in a guy who's in his 30s and has not added much to his repertoire versus a guy who is in the earlier stages of his major league career, has experience, is now going to get experience as a starting pitcher, and can really be an impact arm for you. Will Warren can be a real, like a middle of the rotation, a three kind of starter for you if he lives up to a little bit of his upside. That upside doesn't exist with anybody else I just mentioned. Again, minus like Luis Gil, who unfortunately you just have to build him up a little bit. I just don't think there's an excuse. Alex, how can you argue that a guy's, you can't make him untouchable and then not pitch him? I think that would be crazy. Gerrit Cole's going to go on the 60-day IL. 10 to 12 weeks is 60 days into the MLB season. So there's no excuse. I don't want to hear the 40-man roster. I don't want to hear service time. Screw service time. You have 1 year of Juan Soto, and the best chance to win baseball games is with Will Warren. I promise you that. And if the Yankees don't go to Will Warren, I'm going to be very critical of the decision, and if it doesn't work out for them and they lose more games than they should and they don't end up winning the division and that costs them in the postseason, that's something that it will harp on. They have to make the right choice here, and I think adamantly the right choice is Will Warren.
Absolutely. I think you're right. I think, you know, going the youth, like, you know, we've been saying this episode, it's time to give these guys a chance. They don't really have a choice, to be quite honest with you, because they're not willing to spend much money, and the trade-up market is certainly thin. But guys, we'd love to hear your perspectives down below in the YouTube comment section regarding thoughts on the Gerrit Cole situation. Are you feeling okay about it? Are you feeling still nervous? And as always, my friends, make sure to like and subscribe, and we'll catch you guys on the next Fireside Yankees episode.